Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Dreaming of a white Christmas with every Christmas card I write.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Are you going to have a white Christmas? Some of you will in America. Some people. Many aren't, so either way, though, white or brown or green, Merry Christmas. It's Christmas Day in the year 2017, and we're doing our live Christmas Day show. This is my 21st live Christmas show, and I started doing it back in 97 because I didn't know I wasn't supposed to, and I've done them ever since, and all the holidays, really, as you probably know. So this is mostly just about things that are on my mind, not so much business as much as just some things that help you to be centered. You know, they're one of the things that I've done since I think the beginning is to take this at least one segment and talk about some very, very special people, very important people in our lives that I think these days, we take a little bit too much for granted right now, and that's the members of our military standing a post around the world. Some of them in harm's way. Many of them, even as we speak, are in harm's way. I don't mean potential harm's way. They're on the way to a mission where people on the other side of that mission mean them harm today. It's going to happen today. It may be happening right now on Christmas Day. And they're... Or they're being engaged on Christmas Day because the people on the other side don't care what today is. And yet they do. They stand there, and yet they stand the post, knowing that they're in harm's way. Who are these people? Well, you know them. And Lance Corporal James Schmidt wrote a piece about them that I talk about every Christmas Day that I want to share with you again today. I love this passage. It's a little hard for me to get through sometimes, so bear with me. Towards the night before Christmas, he lived all alone in a one-bedroom house made of plaster and stone. I'd come down the chimney with presents to give and to see just who in this home did live. I looked all around. A strange sight I did see. No tinsel, no presents, not even a tree. No stocking by mantle, just boots filled with sand. On the wall hung pictures of a far distant land. With medals and badges, awards of all kinds, a sober thought came through my mind. For this house was different. It was dark and dreary. I'd found the home of a soldier, once I could see clearly. The soldier lay sleeping alone, silent, curled up on the floor in this one-bedroom home. The face was so gentle, the room in such disorder. Not how I pictured a United States soldier. Was this the hero of whom I just read, curled up on a poncho, the floor for a bed? I realized the families that I saw this night owed their lives to these soldiers who were willing to fight. Soon around the world, the children would play and grown-ups would celebrate a bright Christmas day. They all enjoyed freedom each month of the year because of the soldiers, like the one lying here. I couldn't help wonder how many lay alone on a cold Christmas Eve in a land far from home. The very thought brought a tear to my eye. I dropped to my knees. I started to cry. The soldier awakened, and I heard a rough voice. Santa, don't cry. This life is my choice. I fight for freedom. I don't ask for more. My life is my God, my country, my core. The soldier rolled over and drifted to sleep. I couldn't control it. I continued to weep. I kept watching for hours, so silent and still. We both shivered from the cold night's chill. I didn't want to leave on that cold, dark night, this guardian of honor so willing to fight. Then the soldier rolled over with a voice soft and pure and whispered, "Carry on, Santa. It's Christmas Day. All is secure." One look at my watch and I knew he was right. Merry Christmas, my friend, and to all a good night. That poem is, for a number of years, I didn't know who the author was, and I just said that it was from an anonymous author. And then I found out that it was Lance Corporal James M. Schmidt who wrote that, and I've been giving him credit for that ever since then. That means a lot to me now. It meant a lot to me early on, but there were 2 years it meant a lot more to me. And that's when my son was in Iraq. My son Craig was a Marine in Iraq, standing a post two Christmases in 04 and 06. That was a hard time in those days, as it was for many Americans, many American families. So on behalf of all the men and women who have stood a post, and all the families who stood with them and supported them and loved them and sacrificed while they sacrificed for us, on behalf of all those people, well, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas, and I want to thank you for that sacrifice. And as long as we have people like that, the people who are willing, and folks, this is agape love we're talking about here. Agape love is when you sacrifice for people you don't even know. Agape love, perhaps the most powerful force on the planet. When you're willing to sacrifice for people you don't know because of an ideal like liberty, like freedom, like country, that's a special thing. And we have some special people in America who are willing to do that. And I hope today, as you're thinking about this holiday, that you're thinking about them as I am. Merry Christmas. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.